Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. Click support and publicize your congregation to the world.
Every single one is going to reach in and take out one envelope, okay?
We usually give to church. Church doesn't tend to give to us back.
It's not a throwaway. It's not a waste. We really believe that their creative talents are going to use it in a way that benefits the entire neighborhood.
Well, that's the pastor of a church in New Jersey called Liquid Church. That's an ironic name given the story that is circulating about Liquid Church. Tim Lucas, he says that the reason his congregation not only took an offering recently, but also passed the plate for people to take money out of the plate in envelopes that were pre-prepared with certain amounts of money in them, well, it's because they want to make the world a better place. We're going to hear from CNN here in just a minute. It's about trying to teach his people to trust God for economic recovery rather in the government. The envelopes that they actually had for people to take with the money in them from the offering plate said, I think there was a picture of Benjamin Franklin on there, and it said, God trusts you. It's Audio Open Lines, Issues, Etc. I want your reaction to this New Jersey congregation that's allowing attendees to remove money from the offering plate for a change to the tune of $30,000, this church, Liquid Church, in New Jersey. Audio Open Lines works like this. We'll play the story from CNN. I want your reaction, your questions, your comments. The phones are open, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can email us right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. We get those emails right here in real time. You can send us a tweet at IssuesETC, or you can visit our Facebook fan page right now. Leave a question or a comment on the New Jersey Church giving it away. That is the offering. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Here's the story from CNN. A New Jersey church is asking people to take money out of the offering plate.
Like they do every Sunday, members of Liquid Church in Morristown made offerings into popcorn buckets. But just moments after they gave, the buckets came back.
Every single one is going to reach in and take out one envelope, okay?
Everyone at Sunday service was told to take an envelope with either a $10, $20, or $50 bill inside.
We usually give to church. Church doesn't tend to give to us back.
This church gave out a total of $30,000. Pastor Tim Lucas calls it a spiritual stimulus package, asking parishioners to trust that God, not government, will provide economic recovery.
It's not a throwaway. It's not a waste. We really believe that their creative talents are going to use it in a way that benefits the entire neighborhood.
All right, we'll come back to the story from CNN in just a moment. I want your questions, your comments, your reaction to this New Jersey church that is giving money away for a change. They want to benefit people. There has been some pretty severe flooding there in the New Jersey area after Katrina came through. Was it Katrina? What was the name of that one that came through? Well, when the hurricane blew through a couple weeks ago. And there are people in trouble. And, of course, there is a general downturn in all of the economy in the United States. And the pastor simply wants to include God in the stimulus. 1-877-623-6943. Audio open lines, issues, etc. 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Or leave a question or a comment at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc.
Your wheels are turning, your hamster wheel is spinning. You're like, I'm already thinking of ways. Because I have a neighbor who was flooded out by Hurricane Irene.
The pastor is challenging his church to think out of the box, to be creative and compassionate.
There's one woman in our congregation who makes these designer cakes like the Cake Boss. And so she's going to take the $50, buy the raw ingredients, bake this designer cake, but she turns it around and sold that for $400 to $500. She's going to use that to feed the homeless in Patterson this fall.
The hope is that the $30,000 they gave away at church will grow and make its way out into the community.
All right, that's the story from CNN. Now it's time to hear from you. Our phones are open, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE. Our email address right here in the studio, talkback at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, or our Facebook fan page for questions and comments. There we left some room. Facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. What do you think of the story? What do you think of the pastor's idea of changing the world? What do you think of the congregation taking money out of the offering plate for a change? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Now, by the way, you should know that the congregation giving this $30,000 away, they don't own a building, they don't have a mortgage, they are a congregation that it seems to be kind of in this mode of financial community outreach. It's not unusual for what they're doing in the community. Let's go to the phones and see what Chip has to say. He's listening in St. Louis. Hi, Chip.
Hi. I think what this church is doing is exactly what any church should do, is help their community. I mean, things should be localized. They shouldn't be nationalized. You shouldn't rely on your government. You should rely on your fellow man that knows you and realizes the situation you're in.
So, by and large, you applaud their effort to try and stimulate the local economy by essentially taking the offering that they collected and giving the equivalent back through their parishioners.
I think their concept is right. The manner in which they did it with the envelopes and stuff, I don't think I'd be going about it in the same process. But I'm sure there are onesies and twosies in their congregation in which they could help, who would be more than happy to probably pay it back once they got back on their feet.
Thank you very much, Chip. Thanks for listening in St. Louis. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Christopher in Tacoma, Washington says, why would anyone think it right to take from the church collection plate? Yes, I know that Jeff Foxworthy jokes about that type of thing, but really, when somebody tithes, shouldn't it be left there for the use of the church for the ministry of the gospel? Chip, thanks for listening in Washington. What about the rest of you? This New Jersey church says, look, we don't own a building. They collect $30,000 a week. And all they did was say, we're just going to take what we collected, we're going to hand it out in the form of 10s, 20s, and 50s. Everybody takes an envelope, and you go do with it what you will. The lesson there is, let's get God involved in the economic stimulus. And as I said before, the envelopes that held the money had the words, God trusts you, on them. 1-877-623-6943. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Michael in Indian Head, Maryland says, it seems to me that if they want to give charities, there are better ways to do it. The problem I see with this method, other than it just being a publicity stunt, is now that it's known, how many people will go and take the money for themselves? Never underestimate the blackness of the corrupted human heart. Also, the church could do more charitable good with those funds instead of spreading it out thinly. Get some volunteers, free labor, and buy things for the poor, what they need, and make up care packages. So maybe just a problem with inefficiency, spreading the money out too thinly over too many people. Thank you very much for listening in Indian Head, Maryland. Matt in Seward, Nebraska says, another sad marketing gimmick in the fad-driven church. Their congregation's name is Liquid Church. How stupid is that? Matt, thanks for listening in Nebraska. Kelly listens in Canada. What's the point? If the envelopes of money are coming out of the offerings that members have already given, why not just tell each family member to save up their own money for a month and give that money to the charity of their choice rather than to the church? The church seems to become an unnecessary middleman. Now, there's someone thinking for you. If they collect $30,000 a week, and then they gave $30,000 away a week, it seems to kind of limit what the people could do. I mean, isn't it really more efficient to say, instead of taking an offering, we're not going to take your offerings today. Take what you would have given in the offering plus some, and go do some good wherever you find good to be done. Now, I do find it interesting, the comment about never underestimate the blackness of our hearts. I was thinking to myself, what would happen if I were in church and they said, here, take an envelope, it has a 10, a 20, or a 50 in it. What would that mean? It would probably mean lunch, honestly. I'm being honest with you, folks. No matter what the pastor said about doing some good, my stomach would probably win out. It would probably mean lunch after church on the church. 1-877-623-6943. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Charles in Accident, Maryland says, it's only tangentially related, but I do think it's completely legitimate to make change in the offering plate. If people find themselves in the pew with a bill larger than what they are able to give, they should feel totally free to make change. I've heard of that practice. It's not uncommon in some fellowships. Thanks for listening in Maryland. Brady listens in Minnesota. He says, my first reaction was publicity stunt. I mean, how else would CNN know about it? The stunt is a blatant model of attracting or an attraction that often attracts people to one's church rather than to Jesus. However, after I saw the video, I think that they are onto something when it comes to using our resources in creative ways to proclaim Christ and serve the community. Maybe it can be a challenge for all of us who think of how we can creatively use some of our resources beyond our church walls in different ways. I mean, the fiscal wisdom of this, I'm not an accountant, so I can't comment on the fiscal wisdom of this. Is it what the church has been called to do first and foremost? No. I mean, the church does take the offering for several purposes, but first and foremost, to support the proclamation of the gospel. Now, if the message of the church is, trust God for economic recovery. Here, have some money. Go out and spend it. Become part of God's economic recovery. Well, that's certainly good news to whoever gets the money. It's a kind of good news. It's not wrong in and of itself that we ought to trust God in all things, not just for economic recovery. But it doesn't require Jesus. Not one little bit. It may be a great idea for stimulating the economy or for encouraging gifts to charity, but just bear in mind, we'll talk more about this on the other side of the break, does not require any Jesus whatsoever. We'll be right back. Will your church be one of the Issues Etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues Etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues Etc. 300, click the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues Etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues Etc. 300.
Here are two new ways that you can promote Issues Etc. The Issues Etc. business card and the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer. Simply go to the support page at issuesetc.org, click Issues Etc. business cards, print the page on suitable stock paper, and cut along the lines. We also have an 8.5 by 11 inch flyer for the bulletin board at your church. issuesetc.org, go to the support page, click Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer, and print.
Smartest listeners in radio, you're listening to Issues Etc.
A brave new world requires new insights.
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
Discoveries in biotechnology are occurring so rapidly that we can barely begin to address one ethical debate before another looms ahead. As pro-lifers, we welcome help in understanding the issues from a perspective that promotes the sanctity of human life at every stage. One new book, How to Be a Christian in a Brave New World, helps us to do just that. Authors Johnny Erickson Tata and Nigel Cameron examine issues such as human cloning, stem cell research, genetic engineering, eugenics, designer babies, and cybernetics. We live in a new technological world. We must be prepared to defend life in it.
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. To join us in our battle for life, visit our website at sba-list.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. It's Audio Open Lines on this Tuesday afternoon, September the 27th. We are coming to you live We heard the story before the break from CNN. A New Jersey church is allowing people to take money out of the offering plate. They're encouraging charitable giving or helping in the community. Of course, New Jersey is an area hit hard by that recent hurricane with flooding, and so there's a lot of need out there. The pastor of this church, called Liquid Church, says, "We're not a rich church. We don't own a building. We don't hold a mortgage, but we're trying to teach our people to be rich in good deeds." And a pastor of one of the satellite congregations, a rather large congregation, says a lot of people are really suffering financially these days and looking for the government for a way out. We feel God can help, can provide help for people. We encourage people to work from the standpoint of generosity. Many people say, in God we trust. If you turn that around, God trusts you. We give money that God has entrusted to us. Now, that's an interesting message. God trusts you. I have to think about that for a minute. I mean, first of all, it's, I guess you could say, insofar as we are stewards of the gifts that God gives, he trusts us. Although, by golly, I am not trustworthy. I can guarantee you I'm not trustworthy of what God, he didn't give it to me because I'm trustworthy. That's part of the problem, isn't it? I mean, if he waited to give it to me before I was trustworthy, he wouldn't give me anything. So I think there's a red flag on that God trusts you motto for this New Jersey congregation. Joshua in Silver Grove, Kentucky says, I don't know what to think about this. On one hand, it's better than tithe or your money will be cursed. However, how are they doing this? If they are using other people's money, then why? If they're using their own money, then why go through the third party? Ask the same question from before the break. Why is the church the middleman in this operation unless they simply want to teach a lesson? Roger, listening in Columbus, Mississippi, says it's just a publicity stunt from another feel-good church, but you can be assured that they expect to be paid back in new members even if in short-term memberships. Gail in St. Louis says, does it ever end? Now, my first reaction was kind of a cynical reaction. It's a publicity stunt. Churches are always giving stuff away nowadays, cars and Super Bowl tickets and you name it. And it is a blatant attempt to get people in the door. And it's a blatant practice of bait and switch. I don't think this is a case of bait and switch. I don't think this is a church saying, come to church and we'll give you money. We won't take anything from you. We'll give you money to go out and use for the poor. So I don't think it's that bait and switch. But there is a bit of a problem with the message that God trusts us. Is it true that we are the masks of God, that we are God's agents in this world with the resources that he has generously given to us, not given to us because we've proven trustworthy, but generously given to us to serve our neighbor in every circumstance? That is absolutely true. And insofar as this church is getting that message across, well, there's nothing wrong with that message. Is it the message that the church should be teaching? I mean, certainly among the things that the church can teach and should teach, but is it the message that these people on Sunday morning need to hear, that the community there in New Jersey needs to hear? The church should be saying, trust God, not only for economic stimulus. And if it's true that the church could do better than the government can do, or is a better substitute for the government doing this, that may be true as well. But what about the person who gets the help? They get, let's say one of the parishioners gets their $50 bill, they go out. And they do just exactly what they're supposed to do. They give it to a charity, or they find a family in need, or they invest it, and then they use that money to help someone in need. And that's all that happens. Church has not done its job. Church might as well be the government then, because the government doesn't have the gospel. The government can bail you out. It can do that. The church can help you as well, but the church has something more valuable to give. That doesn't mean it doesn't give material aid, but the church can never forget that it has something more valuable to give than just help in hard times. We have a treasure that does not fade or wear out or ever lose its value. And the message of that treasure is not, God trusts you. It's not, well, you know, you're pretty good people. God thinks that you can carry out this plan because you're trustworthy. No. What God has given you, what he's given to anyone, he gives sheer out of his sheer mercy. And that mercy is grounded, it is founded and rooted in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, something that can never be missing from the church's message on a Sunday morning or to the community anytime. Why do Christians give? Not because God trusts us. Christians have what we have and give what we give because we have been generously given to by God when we were most decidedly not trustworthy. We couldn't be trusted with it. He gave it to us anyway for Christ's sake, not because we're such decent people worthy of his trust.